stuff to you. In Jubilee Church, we rotate the four Gospels yearly to preserve the unique flavors of each Gospel.
在禧年堂，我们每年轮流用那四本福音书，以保留每本福音书的那个特色。
Can I have the next slide? Yeah. Thank you. So every 4 years, you will see the Magi's Christmas decorations again.
每四年你会看那个博士的那个圣诞的那个这个装饰。
Now I know that in food, sometimes we like to have fusion food, you know, mixing the East and the West.
我们知道我们在吃方面，我们喜欢把那个东方和西方的吃的东西混合在一起。
When you go to a Singaporean 紫茶，
当你去吃那个竹草的时候
，some 紫茶 you know, you can have Cantonese soup, Teochew fish, and then the Sichuan 豆腐。
你可以喝那广东人煮的汤，那个潮州鱼还有四川豆腐的。
But you have to be very careful if you do that kind of mixing with the four Gospels.
如果我们用同样的方法套在这个四本的福音书上面的时候
，because sometimes you may end up creating your own dish instead of what the Bible is trying to tell you.
我们就必须要非常小心，因为我们会可能会创造自己的那个版本，而不是圣经所要传达的。
And so this is why we choose to rotate the Gospels every year.
这就是为什么我们选择每年轮流的用那四本的福音书。
I'm not sure if any other church chooses to do this, but this is what Jubilee has been doing for many, many years.
这也是我们禧年堂每年很多年来都这样做的。
And because of this, every 4 years we have to approach this Christmas story from the Matthew perspective.
因此，每隔四年，我们就会从马太的角度来看那个圣诞的故事。
And so you might wonder where is the manger and where are the angels and the sheep and so on. Well, in Matthew's Christmas, it's not about the manger and the shepherds.
马太的圣诞不是有关那个马槽或者是那个牧羊人。
Instead, the passage that we've read, we see that in Matthew's Christmas, it is not so much a silent night.But rather a horrific night about King Herod.
马太的圣诞不是平安夜，它是一个非常不平安的关于希律王的恐怖的故事。
Now King Herod is known in history as Herod the Great.
希律王在历史上被称为大希律王。
He's known as Herod the Great, and not without good reasons. There are good reasons that he's called Herod the Great.
是有他的理由的。
And I think the top reason is that Herod.Is a self-made man.
主要的原因我认为是他是一个白手起家的人。
He single-handedly created a Herodian kingdom all out of nothing, all by himself.
他从无创造了一个希律王国。
It was Herod himself who overcome all the odds to become king of the land.
是希律他自己克服了万难成为那个国王。
You must understand that the Palestine land at that time is.It's a conflict zone, not unlike the Palestine land today.
你要明白，当时巴勒斯坦的局势和今天没有什么不一样，一样都是一个冲突的地区。
It was a transition period between the old Greek kingdoms and the new up and coming Roman forces. It was a conflict zone.
是那个古希腊帝国势力和新的那个罗马帝国势力那个。交替的时期
and living in the land, besides many people from many places, you have the very rebellious and troublesome local Jewish people who have been living under their own Jewish Hasmonean dynasty, the Maccabees, for over 100 years.
在过去的有整整百年的历史里，当地那些叛逆的犹太人，他们活在那个马加比家族之下。
And so when Julius Caesar was murdered. That was a very dangerous time.
当凯撒大帝被谋杀的时候，那是非常危险的时期。
And what King Herod did was he went all the way to Rome to appeal to Mark Antony, who took over.
他希律王前往了罗马去找那个马克安东尼，马克安东尼他接手为那个凯撒大帝。
And then appealing to Mark Antony to say that and that's where he made him the king of the Jews.
也就是那个时候，那个马克安东尼宣布那个希律为那个犹太人的王。
But you must understand that Herod didn't just do this once, because later Mark Antony lost to Octavian.
但是在当马克安东尼输给那个屋大维的时候，希律他必须再重新的做多一次。
And then he had to go back to Rome to grovel to them to be made king of the Jews again.
再去罗马向他们的致敬。
But in, and all this while, the land actually belonged to the Maccabees.
但在这些时候的时候，那些土地仍然是属于那个马加比家族的。
So what Rome has conferred to him essentially was just an empty title.
罗马所赋予他的只是一个空洞的那个头衔。
It was Herod himself who had to come back to the land to fight for his own land.
希律他必须回到自己的地方来争取他自己的土地。
To gain his own kingdom, fighting territory by territory, land by land.
来建立自己的王国。
But getting the land is only part of the story.
但是争取到那些土地只是故事的一部分。
Because you cannot depend on military strength alone to gain the support of the people.
因为你不能单靠军事力量来得到人民的支持。
Not with the rebellious Jews.
尤其是对那些叛逆的犹太人。
Herod knows that he is just an Edomian. He is not a pure Jew.
希律是一个以都米人，他不是个犹太人。
And so what he did was he banished his first wife, you know, kick out his three-year-old child to marry a Jewish princess, another Maccabee. She's called Miriam.
他放逐了他第一任妻子和他三岁的孩子。 和一个犹太公主米利安结婚。
The most critical thing he did to consolidate his kingdom was to restore the Jerusalem temple.
他为了巩固他自己的王位所做的最重要的事就是重建耶路撒冷的圣殿。
To comply with the religious law, Herod employed at least 1,000 priests as masons, carpenters to do the whole entire giant rebuilding project.
为了遵守那个宗教法，希律在重建的过程中聘请了1,000个神的仆人作为那个泥瓦匠和那个木匠。
It was so grand and monumental that the Jewish elite, the people, all chose to work, put it as the center of their faith.
它是如此的那个宏伟而不朽，那个犹太人的精英们和人民都把它当作是信仰的中心。
And so we see that he had to win the land, he had to win the people all by himself.
他必须靠自己去赢得那个土地，还有那个民心。
That's how he got the kingdom.
这就是他如何去获得那个王国的方式。
That's how he became king.
这也是他如何成为那个国王。
When we look at the Christmas story according to Matthew,
当我们看到马太里那个圣诞的故事,
and the more I read about what King Herod the Great did,
当我读的越多有关于那个大希律王所做的事情,
the more I pity the man.
我对这个人非常可怜他,
because he did everything he could to get to where he was.
他尽全力以达到他的目的。
If you read the passage and you think that killing toddlers and babies is horrible, you should see what he did to his own family.
如果你读了这个经节，你发觉得杀死幼儿和婴孩是可怕的，那你应该看看他如何对待他的家人。
If you see in the family tree, that is where he chose to marry the Jewish princess.
他的那个家族，他选择了和那个米利安结婚。
But after that, he had to eliminate anyone who could be a threat to his throne.
过后，他铲除了所有任何会对他的王位有威胁的人。
So he killed his uncle-in-law, first to take over the land.
他杀了他妻子的叔叔。
Then he killed his brother-in-law, who was the high priest at that time.
他杀死了他姐夫。
Then after that, he killed his grandfather-in-law, who was a Maccabee and very dangerous.
接着，他也把他妻子的祖父也杀掉。Then
he killed his own uncle.
他也接着杀了他自己的亲叔叔。Then
after that, he killed the love of his life, Marianne herself.
最后，他也把他生命中的挚爱，他的妻子米利安杀了。Then
just in case, he also killed his mother-in-law.
他也杀了他的岳母。Then
after that, just to make sure that his favorite sons, by the way, do not take revenge, he killed his two favorite sons as well.
最后，为了确定他的最疼爱的儿子不会对他做报复，他也把他们杀了。When
Octavian the Caesar heard that the Herod the king of the Jews ordered to kill his own son, this is what he said.
当那个奥维大听到这个希律王要下令杀死他自己的儿子的时候，他说道，
He said it is better to be Herod's pig than to be his son.
做希律的猪比做他的儿子还好。
You might wonder, what about the rest of the family tree? It seems that many are still alive.
这样你会觉得他其他的家人怎么样，他们还活着啊。
The only reason why Herod never killed them is because they were already dead.
他们还活，他们没有杀他们的原因，因为他们都已经死了。Herod
did everything he could to become king.
他真的竭尽全所能，已成为那个国王。
But in our passage today, he came to realize from the Magi that there is a child who is born king of the Jews.
但在今天的经节中，他开始意识到有一个犹太人之王的孩子出生了。The
one who will be the Messiah.
那位尼赛亚。
Now Messiah is a Hebrew term.
尼赛亚是一个希伯来语。
The meaning of Messiah is to mean the anointed one.
意思是那受膏者。
And the Greek translation for this word is Christ, and that's why we call him Jesus Christ. It's a title to say Jesus the Anointed One.
它的希腊语的翻译也是基督，是同一个意思。
So the Magi come to tell him that there will be this child who is born King of the Jews, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One.
那博士告诉他有一个生下来做犹太人。 王的孩子，那尼赛亚，那基督，那受膏者。
It is written in the stars.
他们看见了耶稣的心。
Put yourself in Herod's shoe.
你设身处地想一下，为那个希律想一下。
You hear on one hand you have Herod, who did all that he could to become the king of the Jews.
他一方面竭尽所能来成为那个犹太人的国王。
Doing everything he could in order to be anointed by Rome, in order to be anointed by the people.
做了一切的，为了只要得到罗马和犹太人的认同。
But here there is a child born anointed by God.
然而这里有一个孩子，他一出世就被上帝所恩膏的。
And so I pity Herod.
所以我觉得我很可怜希律。
Because this child is the exact opposite of everything that Herod had believed in.
因为这个孩子和他所相信的一切是完全的相反的。
Because Herod lived in this cutthroat world, you know, full of lies and backstabbing.
因为希律他活在一个充满谎言和勾心斗角的世界里。
If you had enjoyed 延禧攻略 and all these 甄嬛传 and all these stories, you should see what's going on in the Roman world.
如果你喜欢那个延禧攻略，我没有看。
You think Qianlong and all these stories are horrible, you should see the Roman world.
如果你认为那些故事是非常恐怖的，你应该去看看罗马帝国的故事。
It is always the survival of the fittest.
它是永远都是适者生存。
And Herod not only survived, he thrived.
他不单单生存，他还着重变得很强大。
He played the game of thrones and he won.
他赢得了那个权力的斗争。
Yet at this moment, you have these Magi from afar.
在这个时候，远方来的那个博士告诉他，
telling him that the honor of kingship will belong to this newborn child.
那王权的荣耀是属于这个新生的孩子。
The Magi come not to pay him worship, but to worship the child.
博士来不是来敬拜他，而是来。 敬拜这个孩子。
It is this child who will be the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One.
这个孩子就是那尼赛亚，那基督，那个受膏的。
It is this child who will be the King of the Jews.
这孩子也将成为犹太人的王。
Is it unfair for Herod?
是不是对希律不公平呢？
Oh yes, yes.
是的。
But it is only unfair if you think of kingship and kingdom. As a prize.
如果你认为王权和王国是所要赢取的那奖励的话，对的，那是不公平的。
I say again, it's only unfair if you think of kingship and kingdom as a prize to be won.
如果您认为王权和王国是那个所要赢取的那个最终的奖励的话，那将是不公平的。
Because in this case, Herod is fully deserving of his kingship and kingdom.
因为在这个情况下，希律是完全应该得到他的王权和他的王国。
But only if kingship and kingdom is about power, dominance, and personal glory.
但那也只局限于那个王权和王国是关于那个权力支配还有个人的荣耀。
Yes, Herod earned it.
是的，西律他争取到他应得的。
He is Herod the Great.
他是那大西律王。
But pay attention to this.
但要注意一点。
Because in God's perspective, kingship and kingdom is a calling.
因为从上帝的角度来看，王权和王国是一种呼召。
Kingship and kingdom is not a prize to be won.
它不是那个可以赢取的奖励。
Kingship and kingdom is a calling.
王权和王国是一种呼召。
And this is why Jesus is the anointed one.
这也就是为什么耶稣是那受膏者。
He is a different king who did not come to be served, but to serve.
他是一位与众不同的国王，他来到不是为了服侍，不是为了被服侍，而是要服侍。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
牺牲自己啊，做许多人的赎价。
In Herod's world, the rulers of the Gentiles will lord it over the people.
在希律的世界里，外邦人他们管束他们。
And all the high officials will exercise all authority over the people.
那些大臣那边有权的，他们会管理他们。
But in Jesus' kingdom, whoever wants to be great must be a servant to others.
但在耶稣的国度里，那些想成为大的，都必须成为别人的仆人。
And so there is no Jesus the great, only Jesus the servant king.
没有大耶稣，只有是仆人的耶稣。
And that's why there is no unfairness. 没有不公平。
哦，所以呢，没有那个不公平。
Herod was king for his own self-serving purposes.
希律王是他为了满足自己的私欲而成为那个王。
But Jesus is king as a sacrifice to all.
而耶稣是为了替别人牺牲的成为那个王。
And that is why he is anointed by God.
所以他是被上帝恩膏。
Why?
为什么？
Why must God do this?
为什么上帝要这样做？
In doing so, God is building a different world.
上帝他这样做是他要建立一个不同的世界。
This is about the kingdom of heaven.
就是天国。
Where kingship and kingdom is a calling to serve and to sacrifice.
王权和王国在那里是服侍和牺牲的呼召。
It is not a prize.
不是那个奖金。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们，
The kingdom of Jesus doesn't just rest with Jesus the King.
耶稣的那个国度不仅仅是关于耶稣这国王。
We, the people, are also part of this kingdom.
也关乎我们这些他的子民。
We who call ourselves the followers of Jesus Christ.
我们这些跟随耶稣的。
Jesus, yes, he is the anointed one.
耶稣是那受膏者。
But the anointing reaches all of us as well.
而呢，这个恩膏也伸延到我们大家所有人。
And this is what it says in 1 John, that you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
约翰一书说到，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
The truth is that, yes, there are earthly kingdoms and earthly kings.
事实上，有属世的那个地上的那个王国和国王。
Whether it is in the past or now, you have people like Herod.
不管是以前或者是现在，你都有像希律一样的人。
But we belong to the kingdom of heaven.
但我们是属于天国的。
We have the anointing.
我们是那受膏的。
And so, if you want to evangelize, your evangelism should be about the kingdom of heaven and not just heaven alone.
如果你想传福音，你的福音应该是关于天国，而不是关于天堂。
You might mistaken, because if you just talk about heaven, you might be mistaken heaven as a nice place for you to be served.
因为你要是你只单单说天堂的话，你可能会误认为它是一个很好的地方，有人服侍你的地方。
But you must also talk about the kingdom of heaven, because in the kingdom of heaven, it is for you to serve.
但你也必须提到天国是关于服侍别人。
So tonight, I would like to really spend some time for us to reflect on Jesus' words.
今晚我想大家花点时间来反思耶稣的话语。
to reflect on these words from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven.
来思考那个, 登山宝训。
He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他说到，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受土地。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
要是你被别人污蔑
逼迫
的话是有福的，因为种种的邪恶，对你的邪恶是因为我。
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
你要喜乐，因为你的在天堂的那个的奖赏是很大的。
And in the same way, because in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
因为同样的方式，他们逼迫了那些在你之前的那个先知。
When we look at this passage,
当我们看到这段经文的时候，
we can see the persecution that happened in the Christmas night with Herod.
我们可以看到那个在圣诞夜那遭受逼迫的。
The persecution of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven is very, very real.
那些属于天国的人，他们所遭受的逼迫是非常的真实的。
Look at all the things that God has to do to save, to preserve this kingdom of heaven.
我们看到那个上帝所需要去做的，以便来维护这个天国的。
It's as if Herod is fighting a battle against God Himself.
就好像希律王正在和上帝进行一场斗争。
And yes, it is a battle.
是的，它是一场斗争。
It is a battle between those who are self-serving and those who are willing to sacrifice for others for the sake of righteousness.
这是一场那些自私自利的人和那些为了正义而准备为别人牺牲的人之间的那个斗争。
It is a battle to determine whether this world belongs to all these earthly rulers or this world actually belongs to God.
这是一场决定这个世界是属于世界的统治者还是属于上帝的斗争。
And this is why I believe the kingship and the kingdom is a calling.
这也就是为什么我相信王权和王国是一种呼召。
Because in the same passage where Jesus talked about persecution,
因为在同一个经节里，当耶稣说到那个逼害的时候，
He reminded us that you are the salt of the earth.
他提醒我们，你们是世上的盐。
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
So you must let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
你们的光也当照这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
To be the salt of the earth and light of the world is to live as the people in the kingdom of heaven.
要成为世上的盐和世上的光，就好像要在跟那个天国的子民一样。
That we yearn not for power nor for honor.
我们渴望的不是权力或者是荣誉，
but only the opportunity to do good deeds to glorify God.
而是那个机会去行善来荣耀上帝。
The world may see the rulers of the world.
世界可以看到世界的那些统治者。
But for us, we see the heavenly king.
但我们看到的是天上的那个君王。
He is Jesus the Messiah.
耶稣那弥赛亚。
The Christ and the anointed one.
那基督，那受膏者。
On Christmas night, the Magi come to worship the one that is anointed by God.
在圣诞节的晚上，那些博士来拜上帝恩膏的那人。
And the same scene will repeat at the end of the gospel.
同样的场景会在那个福音书的结尾的时候重复。
We are told at the end of the gospel, he says that the apostles saw him and worshipped him.
他们看见了耶稣就拜他。
Then Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣进来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。
And this is why you go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉圣父、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, for I am with you always.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
At the end of the story, Jesus declared himself to be the ultimate authority in heaven and on earth.
在故事的结尾，耶稣宣告自己是天上还有地上最终的那个权威。
Maybe you might ask me.
你可能会问。
Then why is the world still so imperfect?
为什么世界仍然的是如此的不完美？
Indeed, the Jews believe that if the Messiah truly has come, then there should be world peace.
事实上，犹太人他们深信，如果弥赛亚真正的来到，那将会有世界和平。
If Jesus is the Messiah, why is the world still imperfect?
如果耶稣是那弥赛亚，为什么世界还是那么的不完美？
I believe when Jesus claimed to have the power on in heaven and earth, he has also given us the answer.
我相信耶稣基督他本身已经给了我们答案。
And the answer is that the kingdom of heaven is a calling.To all of us.
天国对我们来说是 对我们是一个呼召。
If we call ourselves disciples of this one true king, then the kingdom of heaven is a calling to all of us.
如果我们认为我们是真正国王，那真正国王的门徒的话，那么天国是我们所有人的那呼召。
Yes, the world today is imperfect.
对的，是的，今天的世界是不完美的。
But it has been transformed from the very first Christmas.
但它从第一个圣诞节起就已经被转变。
In comparison to the passage today where we read about the massacre of the innocents,
和今天的经节那个提到的大屠杀相比，
the world today values the life of children.
今天的世界重视儿童的生命。
We educate them whether it's boys or girls from preschool all the way to adulthood.
我们教育他们，不管他们是男孩还是女孩，从学前班到成年。
In Jubilee Church, we can be proud to say that we have started the first kindergarten in Singapore.
在喜年堂，我们可以为我们是新加坡第一间开办幼儿园而感到自豪。
The world has transformed from the days of Herod.
这世界从希律时代到今天已经经历大的转变。
And Christians all over the world must continue this work to manifest the kingdom of heaven.
世界各地的基督徒必须继续这份工作，以便继续的表述上帝的旨意。
So that the will of God will be on earth as if it is in heaven.
上帝的旨意就好像在，如同行在地上，如同行在天上。
Yes, the world is still imperfect in many ways.
今天的世界仍然是在许多方面都是不完美的。
But brothers and sisters, we have a calling.
但我们有那呼召。
We have the anointing that comes from the anointed one.
我们有来自那受膏者的恩膏。
We have the truth that will always continue to challenge and to transform this imperfect world.
我们拥有那永远去挑战和改变不完美的世界的那个真理。
And so on this special night, I want to remember certain groups of people.
所以在这个特别的晚上，我要纪念我们群体中某些人。
First, we want to remember the parents of young children in our community.
首先，我们要纪念在我们群体中那些幼儿的父母。
Just as how Joseph and Mary were obedient to God and protected baby Jesus, in the same way, our obedience to God will protect our children from evil.
就好像约瑟和玛利亚。如何的顺服上帝并保护婴孩耶稣一样，我们对上帝的顺服也会保护我们的孩子免受遭到邪恶的侵害。
If we want to talk about making disciples of all nations,
如果我们想要讨论到培养所有国家的那个门徒，
then we should at least first start with our own children.
我们至少必须从我们的孩子先开始。
They should be our closest disciples because they can learn directly from the way we live our own Christian lives.
他们应该就是我们最亲近的门徒， 因为他们可以直接从我们的基督徒的生活方式中学习。
Remember the young parents of Jubilee Church.
要纪念呢，禧年堂里那些年轻的父母。
Partner with the church.
和教会合作。
Take an interest in our Sunday school.
多了解我们主日学的课程。
Discuss the lessons with your children.
和你孩子一起讨论那个课。
Secondly, we want to remember those who are directly involved in the mission fields of the world.
其次，我们要纪念那些参与宣教的人。
Because these are the people that will face the harshest persecution of this day and age.
因为他们在这个时代面临了那个严酷的逼害。
Jesus says that I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves.
耶稣他说到，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群。
Therefore, be shrewd as snakes, but as innocent as doves.
所以你们要像，你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
并且你要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Brothers and sisters, let us continue to always pray for these missionaries.
让我们继续为这些宣教士祷告。
And to support their work.
并且支持他们的工作。
If you want to be more involved in mission work, I encourage you to approach any of our mission committee members.
如果你想参与的话，或者更加的去参与的话，你可以向任何的宣教事工的同工们询问。
Lastly, on this night, let us remember the leaders of this world.
最后，我们要纪念到这所有的世界所有的那个领袖。
No matter by what means they have risen to their current position of status,
不管他们是如何的爬升到目前的那个地位，
they undeniably has a responsibility to shepherd the people.
他们都有责任去牧养他的人民。
So in this Christmas,
所以在这个圣诞节，
especially when we have compared the kingship between Herod and Jesus,
在比较了那个希律和耶稣的王权之后，
Let us pray that the leaders of this world can learn to be sacrificial instead of being self-serving.
我们祈求各国的领袖为人民做出牺牲，而不是为了徇私。
We pray for them to be the light and salt of the world.
我们祈求他们成为世上的盐和光。
We pray for them to be judged by God if they choose to sin against God and man.
如果他们选择对上帝或者对人犯了罪，我们祈求他们受到上帝的审判。
And lastly, I want to also remember all of you here today on this Christmas night.
最后，在今晚的平安夜，我要纪念这里所有的人。
That we remember the one who is born King of the Jews.
我们记得他生下来做犹太人之王的。
He is the Messiah.The Christ, the Anointed One.
那尼赛亚，那基督，那受膏的。
On this night, I want to ask an important question.
在今晚，我要问一个重要的问题。
Is Jesus your King?
耶稣是你的王吗
？Is Jesus your King?
耶稣是你的王吗
？He is the Anointed One, but is he the Anointed One to you?
他是那受膏者的。但他是不是对你来说，他是不是那受膏的
？From Christmas all the way to Easter, let it be a time for all of us to continuously reflect on this question.
让我们从圣诞节到复活节来反思这个问题。
I can show you the sign.
我可以让你看到那个意象。
I can bring you to the place and show him to you.
我可以带领你到那个地方让你去看得到。
But only you must choose to bow down and worship.
但你必须做出选择，选择去敬天的敬拜。
To let Jesus be your king.
让耶稣成为你的王。
And to let his kingdom be your calling.
让他的王国成为你的呼召。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we pray that Lord, your spirit move amongst us.Just as how you have transformed the world through Jesus Christ, let us also serve your calling to transform this world. In Jesus' name we pray.